From 1966 to 2010, Labor Day weekend was when millions of Americans would watch the Jerry Lewis Telethon and donate to support the work of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Over those years, the telethon raised over $2.5 billion. During my long association with MDA, I've had quite a few people ask me, well, primarily two questions. One has been, with all that money, why are there still no cures? Well, unfortunately, the human body isn't like your car engine. You can't just look under the hood and within maybe an hour have it all fixed. With the human body, the element of time comes into play. Now, if you visit the MDA website today, which is MDA.org, you can learn about the various treatments with more still being developed thanks to those years of giving by you, the American people. The other question is, why does God allow innocent children to get muscular dystrophy? That's not the work of God. That's the work of Satan, who has domain over what is earthly. This is clearly seen in Job chapter 1, verse 7, reading here, "And the Lord said to Satan, 'From where do you come from?' So Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it.'" We also find this in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil, and Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Now, the work of God, that is the exact opposite. It was the work of God that led Jerry Lewis to the work being done by the Muscular Dystrophy Association when that organization was in its infancy. It was the work of God that compelled thousands of volunteers each and every year to this day to give of themselves to MDA. As Jesus says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." It was a work of God that inspired owners and managers of television stations across the country to forego ad dollars for a day and instead air the Jerry Lewis Telethon. It was the work of God that gave truth and strength to the MDA organization and the Jerry Lewis Telethon. Jesus teaches in Luke chapter 21, verse 15, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist." So what has God called for you to do? Is it on the level of what Jerry Lewis did? No, probably not. At least not at first. What can I do, you ask? Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8 to answer that. "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith; or ministry, let us use it in our ministering; he who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives in liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." Have you been listening for God? Have you been watching for his signs? Have you been responding?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the all-new Labor Day Telethon against muscular dystrophy is just about over. It's just about over. Louis, that's the cue. And while my heart is happy, and I hope to feel a deep sense of pride, thanks to your response and your support, there's also a feeling of sorrow. And I think that sorrow stems from the fact that we have to do a telethon in the first place. I suspect if I live another 100 years, I'll never understand the why of what's been perpetrated upon my kids. And I know the good Lord says we shouldn't question, but I've always been a man filled with curiosity and wonderment about life and the human condition. And so now I will spend the next year curious again, anxious again, full of prayer again, that our labor of love this day will be the beginning of the end of this muscular dystrophy telethon. And if that is to be, you all have my deepest gratitude and my love for helping me have that happen. If it isn't to be, then I must start questioning again. But with the questions will come the same dedication, the same hard work, hope, and continued hate of this vicious killer, muscular dystrophy, and I swear by all that is holy, I will not stop my attack on it until it has no one to attack anymore and just has to vanish from the face of the earth. If I have to come to you again, my hope is that your hearts and your concern will be in the same place they were this day. I pray I never see you again under these conditions. Good night.